Well, we already know Johnny's so recording.
Yes,
so.
We know.
You saw me hit the button. That's
we always try and stay away, but we always keep coming back to the same company. And I know it's your favorite company, and they're good. And we keep trying to like not add them into the show every single time. But
you know what?
That's a snobby name. That's your favorite brewery.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. But anyways, they are good. But with this one, I really wanted to try this one. So
yeah,
I'll let you bring them back again.
It's funny because this is not a beer that I brought on. I believe this is our great benefactor, Jeff.
Yes.
Thank you, Jeff.
Johnny, would you mind giving me a little shot of that water? It's going to rinse out the stout.
Just right over That's the good. Recording Thank laptop. You. No big deal.
Yeah, just rinse out my glass a little bit here.
Yeah, that's not that much.
No, it's interesting because, you know, traditionally, like, if you've asked me, like, what's your favorite brewery? You know, what's your favorite beer? Da-da-da. Like, I'd say,
Wait, don't turn the channel. You've tuned into High Gravity.
The show where we talk about beer, brewing, and bullshit.
Where the only thing we take seriously is the next round.
So grab a glass.
Fill it with something cold.
And enjoy the show. Starcraft.
of course.
Shameless plug. I mean,
it's definitely the most beer that I drink. I drink the most beer at Starcraft for sure. But like it would be, you know,
I don't go anywhere else.
Usually it would be Clown Shoes out of Ipswich or Brewery Vivant out of Grand Rapids.
Oh, I like Vivant.
But I realized. Oh, the Big Red Cow. We've had
so
that
good.
On the show, it. And it's really good.
Oh, we didn't have it on the
but
show.
Like,
we had a different one.
I've had so many Three Floyds beers, and they've always been absolutely fantastic. So, like, it's hard
I
not to
I have to
add
interrupt
in
here because I just saw this joke on Facebook this morning. You know how they say guys with big shoes have a large member?
No, I heard they just wear big shoes.
Yeah, well, and big socks. So that's kind of the joke. You know, guys with big shoes have a big member.
By the way, I've got size 22 feet. Just
no. And the member
I have size 3 feet, but 22 size shoes. So
y'all are ruining the joke. Fuck
okay,
off.
Go ahead.
So guys with big shoes have a large member. Guys that drive big lifted trucks have a small member. I think I know
have
why everybody's afraid
truck?
Of clowns now.
Oh, my. And all because I mentioned Clown Shoes. Shout out Clown Shoes, Ipswich, Massachusetts. Send us some free beer.
And yes, I stole that from Facebook.
I want your pecan porter that you only distributed to Texas, you bastards.
That'll make them send it.
I'm going to talk mad shit so you send me your beer. We drank your Blakehorn Unidragon from 2013, and I demand a fresh bottle for comparison. So, on that note,
those of you listening, like and share this to that brewery, please, till they hopefully send us that
just
beer.
Tag Clown Shoes until they give us beer.
We like free
send
beer.
Send it to 69209.
Yep. North Forest Avenue, Richmond, Michigan.
4062. There you go.
Damn it, that was my line.
The furthest.
Sorry, if I
can get once again.
All right, anyways, reading time.
We are featuring some Three Floyds beer because they just can't miss. And this one is called Dismembers Only.
And you're in love with them.
I love Three Floyds. I mean, like, they love metal music and they love good beer, and I'm in. I can't wait to go back to Dark Lord Day this year. Actually, by the time this episode airs, it'll be just a couple weeks before Dark Lord Day. But anyway, Dismembers Only. Super cool artwork. It's got, like if you remember, what was it, the like Toxic Mutant or whatever, that show from the 90s. Like, he was, like, a radioactive superhero. Either way, it looks like that.
Swamp Man?
No.
Radioactive Man from The Simpsons?
No. He doesn't look like a mutant. But either way, it's an Imperial Milk Stout aged in bourbon barrels with cocoa nibs. Ooh. I won't mention that word. And dried bananas.
What's the word?
It's dried... cherries. Daryl's gonna whine because it's cherries.
I still want to try, but I hate fucking cherries.
It's 13.5% alcohol by volume, and what does it say on the side? It says an imperial
That's
stout.
An angry
aged,
looking dude on the bottle.
For
Holy
over
hell.
A year, aged for over a year in bourbon barrels with Ooh. Cocoa nibs, dried bananas, and cherries. Welcome to the club.
See, I'm really hoping the cherries aren't prominent in it. If it's a back end taste along with the barrel age,
so
I'm kind of worried about the bananas. Piece. Bananas is not a flavor that I feel like.
Yeah, that's a weird one. I know you can get the banana thing from like a way the yeast is in it.
Yeah, like banana esters in like a Hefeweizen or something is acceptable, but it doesn't taste like a banana.
I'm imagining the cherry is going to complement the chocolate.
Once again, try
this on my wrong mic. That's prefer to eat a banana over a cherry.
yes, a little bit.
The smell out of the bottle isn't super strong. I get kind of like some of the chocolate out of the bottle.
Excuse me.
Smelling it.
He's learning.
Smelling it in the glass, though. It's got a little
different. I don't fucking care.
There is not a lot of carbonation in this whatsoever.
In front of or behind, however you pour it, I don't care.
Smells boozy. Smells sweet.
We're going to go for smells the stretch on this one.
It smells heavy, if that's a way to describe it. Like, it smells like it's thick.
Yeah, it smells thick for sure.
I think it
but
smells
that's just
cherry.
Because it smells like it's boozy. What's the percentage on this?
Was it 13 and a half?
It just keeps going and going.
All right, I'll be back. I'll go to the bathroom.
Now, see, he got the head that I was looking for. I'm going to see if I can get a little bit of that.
That's what she said.
But not to me.
I had to say it again.
You dribbled. Well, it was running out, so it
dribbled. You had drips at the end.
But I did
get some
head.
It's got a weak stream. They make pills for that.
I couldn't get any head on it. It's too lightly carbonated.
We need to cheers this one. I don't know why.
Dismembers only.
I missed you.
It's not bad.
Kevin. I will say, Three Floyds always has complex flavors. Almost everything we have has just like a bunch of flavors that have mellowed out over time. And
that's
so even
good.
Though this has cherries, I taste maybe a little on the back end.
I said it's there, but it's complemented with the chocolate or the cocoa.
Yeah, I also get
my taste buds are dancing.
The very subtlety of the banana kind of gives it almost like an ice cream kind of taste.
Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't notice it till you...
It's
I
like
totally
not overtly banana, but it almost has
it's
like
so
ice cream.
It's so subtle.
And it's nice, a little bit dry at the end. They nailed it. The texture for me is
a
little heavy, but otherwise, this is wonderful.
I like heavy beers.
Yeah, 3/4 yeah. Up.
Is it just me or do I taste...
Yeah.
Does everybody else taste coconut?
I could see that. That's the banana, but yeah, I can totally
see. Maybe it's the banana.
Yeah.
I don't get a lot of coconut.
I think it's more of the banana that you're tasting with that roast.
It is definitely roasty. Yeah, the banana plays in well. Like, it's not overtly banana like I was worried about. It's like just enough to give it some...
I don't even taste the cherry in this.
No.
There's so much...
It's
just flavor
it's
in
there,
it.
But it's so complimentary to everything else. It's
between the roast and the cocoa in it, and
I could use more cherry. I wouldn't be
there's
mad if there was a little more.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's definitely more banana than cherry in this.
I agree with that.
I think you're right. If there were just that hint of cherry sweetness to it, I think it would take it just up a step
or down a step.
You're wrong. Fuck off.
I got a little more cherry on that sip. Maybe that was. I think this is great. Once again, Three Floyds
So when you do that sampling technique, you really do taste the cherry.
What gargle?
Oh, I gotta sip it and choke like Johnny does. Hang on, let me give it my best attempt. I'm Johnny. But I didn't choke to death.
But did you taste the cherry?
No. More banana, actually.
Oh.
I taste banana.
I think the problem with that technique is the alcohol is so high on this that like I'm breathing in just vaporized alcohol and it's going like right into my brain. So maybe that's why they do it. They don't do it for flavor. They do it because like they understand.
Yeah.
They understand the secret to getting fucked up.
Sounds
fast.
Like a problem. Let me try. Hold on.
Every sip, the flavor tastes different.
It does, honestly. I'd imagine this would taste.
Bit, I'm gonna try to warm that up. See how it is.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is basically like just below room temperature, and I think it would be worse if it was colder.
But the question is, what
like
was
cold.
Room temperature right now?
It's well, about. It was in the back,
so 64.
So it was
so it's
chill.
I think your standard quote unquote room temperature is considered 68 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, it's low 60s.
Oh, yeah. Sorry for all y'all who use Celsius. I don't know how to convert that.
68. That's
well, zero's freezing. Right?
20.
Oh, I know how to do it.
It's 20.
Ask Google.
It's 20.
What is 68
well, somewhere between 20 and 21.
In Celsius.
I'll go with
between 20
Celsius.
And 21.
68 degrees Fahrenheit is 20 degrees Celsius.
Oh, that's pretty damn good.
I keep my thermostat in Celsius at home.
At least we know who the smartest man in the room is now.
Me.
Dr. Google.
My thermostat is set in
he was
Celsius.
Faster than Google.
Yeah. Well, and it's a constant argument with
look
my wife. She thinks 72
legs
is good.
This has. Like the glass looks stained. You swirl that around, the glass looks stained. It's sticky.
Well, that's a typical RIS for you.
It looks like a smoker's house.
Actually, is this considered a RIS? I know that the other Dark Lord or the other Three Floyds that we've had have always Russian Imperial Stouts, but this is just an Imperial milk stout. So it's not
so
a RIS.
If you warm that up in your hand a little bit, it really brings that chocolate out in it.
I'm not going to dump this
cherries.
In my hand.
I'm like, I'm not doing that.
If it did bring the cherry out, I'd lie and tell you something else just to make you do it.
I will
like
say,
bananas.
Though,
more bananas.
Still Three Floyds,
yeah,
my favorite one.
There's a lot of the banana in it, too.
Was the Salt River Barrels.
Oh, the River Salt?
I like that last one.
That was Pierce Javelin was the name of that variant.
That's been my favorite one so far.
That last one we had, I think, was my favorite.
I'll see if I can get another one this year. I don't know if they're going to be selling vintage variants, but if I can get another Pierce Javelin, I will.
There's still a chance I might show up.
I've got a second ticket. You can come through, but I'm keeping the beer. Like,
well, you said you can buy tickets for beer, right?
Well, yeah, you just need my ticket to get in.
But $90 for additional beer.
I think last year it was $85, and what you got for that was two vintage variants and a vintage Dark Lord. Ooh. And I think I brought three or four of those allotments, so I spent a lot of money on vintage Dark Lord variants. But variants are the best ones.
And I'm not too worried because I know whatever you get is going to end up here anyways.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm still tasting them.
Well, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. I've still got. Some marshmallow hangi and some chemtrail mix sitting in the collection. Those are such special case beers for me. You think Pierce Javelin is good?
Way faster than 25.
I think you're
gonna
stop.
Wait till you try marshmallow hangi.
You talk about the hangi a lot,
dude. It's just fucking top tier shit. Like I sold one of those bottles years back for like $500.
Damn.
Like it is some coveted beer. I don't do that anymore. Now I just drink it.
Well,
because you have a real job.
That's what we appreciate about you.
Well, at my next bottle share, I'm sure we'll have.
I wonder if we get in trouble for quoting that show that way so many times like we do. I don't think we can.
I mean, it's English language. I don't think they can.
They're in Canada. Who fucking cares, anyways?
Well, they're only like a couple miles.
That's true.
I know. Dude, there's a lake Letterkenny that I want to go and scuba dive so bad it's not even funny.
There's a what?
There's a lake Letterkenny.
Huh.
Like legitimately Lake Letterkenny.
You're going to scuba dive it?
I want to scuba dive it.
I'm in.
It's 3 feet deep.
So
I can't swim.
My buddy and I went to, Lakeville Lake. We were told to get out to 90 feet. So we went out there one day and we went in the boat launch. And it was like 4 feet. We spent 45 minutes like surface swimming out to where we were supposed to hit 90 fucking feet.
He's mad, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I'm furious because we got all the way.
How long ago was this?
Oh, years ago. The other guy went with.
He's mad.
The other guy was dead now.
Bad day.
So we went all the way out there. We surfaced and we didn't see shit. We get all the way out to where we're told it was 90 feet. Like, this is bullshit. Let's go back and call it a day because we're not going to see it. So we surface swam out that far. So we went underwater and we swam all the way back. It's kind of cool. We got to swim with a turtle for a while. That was cool. We saw a couple fish. We found a hoodie underwater. And then we got back to the boat.
Did you grab it? It's a free hoodie.
No, it was too small.
Did you name him?
No.
The hoodie? No.
No, the turtle. Squirtle?
I don't think we did. No. No, so we get back, we pack our gear away, and we're all bummed and disappointed, and we go to the bar that's there, and we grabbed a beer and dinner, and they're like, well, so you guys dove the lake? Yeah, well, what'd you see? Not shit, it was like 4 feet deep all the way out. Well, did you go over here? Because that's where all the snowmobiles are and all the deep spot and all the boats and shit that sank. Like, nobody told us! They told us the wrong part of the lake to go dive. So we quit.
They didn't
literally
want you finding the good shit.
Apparently not. No, they did.
Sorry, I punched my mic.
That's okay. I don't care that much. We were very disappointed. It was a very wasted day. It was a waste of a set of air fills.
Speaking of a wasted day, these beers, Jesus Christ.
The next one's 17.3%.
Can we change the name of the show to Low Gravity and we just drink session beers from now on?
That's
fun. God. No.
Although this next one, we have not talked about this brewery. It is a Michigan brewery.
Ooh,
still.
It's a new brewery.
It's one of the oldest Michigan breweries.
And our whole thing was promoting local when we started this. So far, we've promoted like one business.
How long have they been around? They've been around for over 40 years, right?
They're definitely not new.
You said
40.
Like they've been longer than 40.
I'm just gonna keep adding numbers.
60. 400 years. They're a Michigan brewery that's 400 years old. Look it up.
Started with the monks.
Yeah. The Vikings that were in America before Christopher Columbus started a brewery.
There was Indian monk Vikings?
The Vikings. Huh. I think the Vikings were the first like Europeans that were here. There's like runic stones and shit like that. And Yeah, they were here well before Christopher Columbus. But
I do know there's some of the lake. I'm not.
See, you also punched your mic. See, that's what
I don't like my mic.
But they do have it in the lake, though. There's actually like trails from Michigan to Canada. Mm-hmm. That's actually hundreds of feet deep in the lake.
Yep.
So it wasn't 40
years.
Who
did that?
How many years was it?
97.
22.
New Holland was 1997.
I was one number off again.
And that's still a pretty...
One number off.
Yeah.
High or low?
Well, I said 4 and it was a 9.
Considering the...
I said 40, it was 90. One number off.
Considering the amount of 40 like,
and 90, that's 50 off, brother.
No, one number. It was a 9.
You said 40, yeah, and then you said 90.
If I would have took care, got rid of the 4 and put a 9, it's one number off.
There goes Rob.
Bye, Rob.
Bye, Rob.
Squirrel!
He's going to listen to this and be like, oh, yeah, it's when I drove by.
No, he's not.
He listens to it.
But is he going to remember this specific day and where he was at that specific time?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
He has a photographic memory.
Because he's always driving by the brewery. So every day he drives by the brewery.
I thought he had to work today.
He probably just got off. He was probably checking to see if we were here, if he'd come in and start drinking.
Oh, there we go.
He's probably saying, I hope my boss isn't listening because he'd get left early.
Hey, look, a beer.
A beer.
Ooh.
Ooh, a beer. Beer, beer.
I like beer.
Beer. Me
so
too.
This is
beer
from...
is good. Beer is good. Beer is good. Hoo ha.
All right. And stuff.
Yes.
It are go good with pizza. When I throw up on the floor, I can go and drink some more.
I want to get those guys on the show.
Psycho Stick?
If anyone knows Psycho Sticks, we want to talk to them. We can phone in.
You know, it's
we
crazy.
We can put them in phone interview.
I remember seeing their video like on Newgrounds when I was a teenager.
I've never seen
a
video of that.
As old as I am now, it was just something someone made. They made a Flash animation. But I imagine the guys from Psycho Stick are probably in their 50s by this point, like at least. And that's going to be weird for me. Like that,
I still want to talk to
them. Well, so do I. But anyway, so this is from New Holland, which is a Michigan brewery we were talking about from 1997. Not the bottle. This is the 2022 release, despite being bottled 9/9/21. You do the math. Dragon's Milk Triple Mash. So Dragon's Milk is a pretty common imperial stout around here in Michigan, and this one is their Triple Mash version, which is Triple Mash Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout.
That sounds good.
There is a description on the bottle. Let's see. Dragon's Milk Triple Mash is the ultimate indulgence, the result of years of honoring technique and pushing the limits of what a stout can be. Aged for 1 year in New Holland Spirits bourbon barrels, the flavor of Dragon's Milk chocolate, roasted malt, vanilla, and oak all amplified in a way that still allows for balance and refinement to shine through. 17.3% alcohol by volume.
I've always liked Dragon's Milk.
Me too.
It's a good
Dragon's
stout.
Dragon's Milk's always good.
Very nice. So I'm kind of excited about this triple mash.
It's like drinking it right from the teat of a dragon.
You know?
I imagine it would be difficult.
When they
hot.
Say triple mash, what are they talking about though? Are they talking about like just three times the grain in the mash? Or they're mashing three times?
Triple mash bourbon barrel.
So they just rack it three times in the bourbon barrel?
I don't know much about
this was
bourbon.
A question,
well,
not an answer.
Well, that's what I was asking, because you said like it's triple mash. I'm like, I don't know.
let's see what the Google machine.
Triple mash bourbon.
What makes a triple mash beer different from a single mash beer?
No, I think they're referring to the bourbon as triple mash and
here's
the beer
some
is
results
just aged.
From the web.
Oh, that's bullshit. I didn't want to read. Fuck it.
Are you getting the same
later?
The same.
I don't know. It's just something about
from the
Czech Republic.
Not you, him.
Oh, okay.
I think they mean it's triple mash bourbon.
It might, yeah.
And then it's aged in those barrels because triple mash.
Why do I keep getting fuzz?
But I don't know. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, that's just what
I'm
I interpreted
curious
in the
why
bottle. I don't know what the difference
why is. Why
is
everyone staring at me?
You're pouring a beer.
It's hot.
Definitely smell the alcohol in this one.
Oh yeah, it's got that almost kind of like funky smell to it. The
ooh,
the
that's
booze,
strong.
Like it's overpowering the smell of everything else.
Yes,
it's got like a hint of rubbing alcohol on the nose.
My sinuses are clear.
Wow, that's hot.
Yeah,
I describe moonshine that way. That's hot.
I taste vanilla like more than anything in this.
I get a little bit of corn. It's boozy and corny. What I guess bourbon should have at least, 51% corn? Or that's Kentucky bourbon.
Yeah. I get a lot of, like, a very heavy oak in this.
So you just make your beer with corn, add some oats, and then age it in a barrel.
And you can call it bourbon?
I think you would call that poor man's bourbon.
I got to be honest. Not my favorite beer. Probably the worst beer we've had today, in my opinion.
Today we salute you, Mr. Pro Toothpaste Taster. In a world obsessed with minty freshness, you brave the never-ending battle against less than dazzling chompers. With each squeeze of the tube, you stand as the guardian of the grin, the defender of the dentures, the knight of the pearly whites. Oh, connoisseur of the cavity fighter, mint, gel, or even stripes, you swish and you spit, scrutinizing every flavor, every tingle for our safe smiling. You take no shortcuts, no sips of water, tasting paste after paste while we lay snug in our beds dreaming of pristine molars. Laugh in the face of enamel erosion, that's you, Mr. Toothpaste Taster, swirling away plaque and gingivitis with the swivel of your seasoned tongue. And when you've found the perfect concoction that makes our gums sing, you smile and say, spit, next. While we admire our reflections, beaming from ear to ear, you're back in the lab preparing for your next tasting tour of duty, because you know that behind every blinding smile is a man with an unmatched palate, a man who's tasted more toothpaste than water, a man who we owe our dental health to, Mr. Toothpaste Taster. Here's to you, sir, the unsung hero bringing morning breath to its knees. Because when it comes to our chompers, only the zestiest zing will do. Here's to you, Mr. Pro Toothpaste Taster.
Could just be because it's boozy, but there's very not a, boozy. There's not a lot of flavor to go along with the booze.
That's because 17% just overpowers the flavor.
Yeah, this alcohol, I mean, I like it, but the alcohol
Dark
way
Lord, Dark Lord's 15% before they put it in those barrels.
You and your Dark Lord.
But that mellows
So what
out.
I'm saying is, no, you put it in barrels, it's going to, it's not,
it's supposed to mellow alcohol out, but it does.
Oh, yeah.
So some of those variants are 17 to 18%, and they taste way better than this shit.
No, here's the difference, though. So Dragon's Milk, they're stout, barrel-aged, right? Not a ton of flavors. You look at what we just did here with Three Floyds. This dismembers only.
It's got a bunch of shit in it.
It has so much stuff in it, and it's complex. So that way, when it ages, it's got a complex of flavors. This is aging out, and there's only one or two flavors in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beer and bourbon.
Well, there's vanilla in there.
Subtle. Again, the alcohol is, so a lot of vanilla is complemented by alcohol.
Did you know vanilla is poisonous?
I did not.
If you eat too much of it.
Give me some more.
I believe it.
I am not.
I don't know where I heard it. I might have read it in a book somewhere, but I don't remember.
Well, you're right. For Dragon's Milk, this isn't my favorite Dragon's Milk I've had.
No. It honestly lacks flavor that the standard Dragon's Milk provides.
No matter how you aerate it or sample it. Yeah, this is, as much as I like high-proof, high-alcohol beers.
Yeah.
This one's too much.
I wouldn't say it's necessarily a bad beer.
That is a very bright color.
I don't think it's bad, per se. It's just not... It's not great. Just the booziness, yeah. I think, is just...
It's really too strong. Much.
There should
now,
be more flavor.
With the percentage of alcohol in this and that it's a bourbon barrel, I wonder if you age this, like, 6 years?
It's already
that would mellow
it's,
out.
It's 2022.
I don't know if age is yeah, it's like it's 2.5 years old.
So 3
yeah,
years
it should
prime.
Be more mellow than this.
Because well, it's 9/9/21 was when it was bottled, so it's 2.5 years
all
old.
All the other flavors are kind of fading away.
Or 3.5 years
yeah.
old.
I don't know if it's going to mellow out the alcohol.
I am glad you suggested doing the dismembers only first.
Yes. Yeah, when I read the labels, that seemed more complex, and I'm like, we're going to blow out our palate if we drink the Dragon's Milk first.
I'm going to have to go back to the apple water we've been drinking.
Yes. It's apple vitamin water.
This is all true. It possesses both apple, water, and vitamins.
It's the water of life.
Yes. Yeah. U de V.
U de V.
Okay, this is actually getting harder and harder to drink now.
Yeah, I'm not going to drink any more of it. Johnny's going to drink the rest of it.
Deal.
Johnny, I won't make you drink it all. I'll help you.
Thank you. Nope. Thank you, Brother Phil.
I'd rather save my...
By the way, your character name on this show is Brother Phil at this point.
I'm a monk.
Yeah, I was just going to say, why didn't you bring us any Abbey Ale? Like, I really wanted some Abbey beer, Brother Phil.
I'll make it next time.
I don't know. Well, I don't remember why it started.
We can collab and make a monk mead.
Ooh.
I have a
for context. Sounds
can we
really
add cherry?
I
have, make a cherry monk mead?
No.
That's my, that my next project. I have beehives at Brother Phil's house. Mm-hmm. And one time we I did not plan on drinking with Phil.
You're welcome.
But he's like, oh, can I get some honey? And I'm like, yeah. So I just pull a frame out and shake the bees off. And he went inside and scraped it off. And I get done working the bees. And he's like, oh, I've got some growlers from the brewery. And I'm like, and he's like, yeah, it's just a couple beers. I'm like, okay. So I have one beer. And he's like, well, let me top you off. And I have a second beer.
And we ran out of growlers.
Yeah, and then we like topped off the last growler, like 2.5 beers, and he's like, well, we can go down the street and get some beer. I'm like, sure, we'll go down and grab some beers from the convenience store.
The team we drink.
And we go and get more beers and come back, and we're drinking cans of beer and everything, and before you know, he's like, oh, the neighbors are coming over, and I'm making chicken.
And we made dinner. That was the best chicken ever.
He made like a hot sauce with the honey and like glazed the chicken.
Was it though, or were you that drunk?
Oh, dude, I think I had like 9 or 10 beers by the time time to go home, and like, you know, luckily Phil is just down the dirt road from me. Yeah. Like, nice.
Two left turns, one stop sign. Good to go.
Yeah, nice. It was. Yeah,
so Kalen, you're saying you walked?
Yes. Oh no, I stumbled.
He
back.
Responsibly consumes alcohol and does.
Well, my wife called me and she's like, drinking. "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Oh, I just got done with the bees. I'm having some beer with Phil." And she's like, "You were supposed to be home like three or four hours ago." And I'm like, "I was like, well, that was 9 beers ago. Like, you got to give me a break here." Like,
by the way, that honey is good.
Oh, isn't it though? It's so much better when you have the risk of getting stung. I found.
Yeah. I don't know. We should make some hot honey.
That's my favorite thing to make.
But make it like the mead hot honey.
So like a spicy mead?
Spicy mead.
Yeah. I've had a jalapeno mead.
Someone here though can't get stung.
Well, yeah, I know. I have bees at my house, but I can't go. That's why I have a bee guy.
Yeah, my bees are nice until you open up their box.
Yeah, I don't go next to their box.
Then sometimes they're not nice. But yeah,
so she's never nice when I open her box either.
No means no.
Aw. Rip. It's so sad. And I wish I had a beer that wasn't this Dragon Smoke Triple Mash to drink, because that...
Yeah, we need to switch it up. Yeah.
Too bad we weren't somewhere where there was beer.
I like it, but it's too much for me.
So I like Dragon's Milk, but yes. I can't say
let's chug. Let's chug.
Yeah,
don't challenge me.
Down and up the hatch.
We have
chugging a whole 1 ounce of beer.
Wait, did I say
that 17% beer.
Up and down the hatch, down and up the hatch. I don't remember.
Hey, I've had shots.
Yeah, let's do the rest of it.
I remember when I used to.
You convinced me at Hello.
I used to go to the clubs when I was 19, go to Canada, where you can drink.
It was so
and
fun.
The shot was Johnny Vegas. Everyone loved Johnny Vegas. And that's just what tequila, watermelon pucker, and Red Bull. The alcohol content can't be as high as this beer.
I don't see anyone getting those anymore.
No. No, I remember there was a girl that we were at the bar, and she's like, I don't like Red Bull. Can I just have it without Red Bull? And I'm like, you're mixing tequila with watermelon pucker. Like, that's fucking disgusting. The Red Bull, with as much as I don't like
don't
Red Bull,
challenge me
at least makes it taste palatable.
All the new shots now, I keep going to bars and seeing everyone getting is the orange Jamesons.
Dude, orange tea?
Yes. Orange teas, yeah.
I was really resistant because I'm a Jameson purist. Jameson is holy water. I love it. And the idea that you made orange Jameson sounds fucked. But those orange tea shots are
so
fucking good.
Yes.
It literally tastes like that Lipton's like iced tea. It's so smooth. It's so dangerous.
Have you tried the hard Lipton iced teas?
No, they make hard.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had a couple.
You can get the Arizona.
Yes, I've had those ones.
See, I've
had two of them.
I tend to avoid those kind of drinks because they always have a ton of sugar in them, and like it's gonna hangover.
They are way better than you would imagine.
Okay. Because it's not like Twisted Tea, because that shit's
garbage. No,
well, first of all,
Arnold
he didn't imagine
Palmer.
They were very good.
I
way better.
That's fair. To be fair, you're right.
To be fair.
Thank you.
No, I think I'd rather, like, if I'm going to drink something that's like, you know, a big commercial brand or whatever, I'm going to drink a PBR or maybe a Hams or, you know, those are my go-to. Like, if I'm going out on the boat, I don't need a tea. I'm going
to
drink
I have
Hams.
To admit this on the air because it's been eating away at me for a while, and you keep ripping on me because I won't let what I know to be good and expensive beer go to waste, and I won't throw it.
That's right.
Hams is one of the better of the cheaper beers. However, at the one party at your house, we were drinking all the really good shit.
Wait, you got invited to a party at his house?
Christmas party.
I lived down the
white elephant.
Yeah.
I didn't get invited.
Well, you can come to the next one.
Yeah. Thanks.
Anyway,
I feel special now.
I mean, you'd probably
just ruined the group dynamic with it.
Anyway, go ahead.
I'm trying to admit to having a problem, and I just fucked it all up. So,
a drinking problem.
No, we don't have that.
I won't dump the good shit, and I drank the bad one of the tiramisu from the last few episodes, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, the tiramisu stuff from Ellison.
The good shit we were drinking at your house and everything. And I had to have a Hams at one point to cleanse the palate and start to sober up. We were drinking so much good stuff, I had to dump half of the Hams.
Good. You're learning.
But I felt bad.
Well, it's we tend to have like at least two bottle shares a year at my house, and like it's come to if a beer's not good or we don't enjoy it, well, we're not going to waste our, you know, alcohol consumption on something not good.
Oh, I will.
So we'll dump it because like, well, when you're sampling like 40 or 50 beers
in
a
night. I appreciate the efforts of the brewer and the challenges they went through to make that.
Most of the times you dump a beer at something like a KBS or something, I don't give a shit about the efforts of the brewer. Like it's a macro brewery at this point. Like they don't care. They're there for a job. Like if it was Daryl's beer, it'd be different. Like, you know, the artisan who made it, but if it's Founders. Like, I don't know.
You're just saying that because he's 3 feet away from you.
But there's a point where you learn that if you don't like the beer, don't drink it.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah,
I used to zigzag everything. If you didn't finish your drink, I would drink that. You didn't finish, I'd do that one.
I'm the garbage.
But there's a point to where you come to, it's just,
what
it's
the
not
hell
worth it
did
anymore.
You drop? You were in the bathroom.
Especially when you go to beer festivals. Like, that's where I really started to hone in because, like, there's 1,000 beers, or at GABF, there's 5,000 beers. And if you go up and get a sample, you get unlimited samples. Yeah, if I take a tiny sip and I'm like, I hate this. Maybe I'll take a second one just to see if I was wrong. But, like, I dump it out.
But normally, like, I don't hate something true to style. It's when they start going too crazy or off the wall.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a fan of it.
But, like, when you've got 5,000 different options, like, why are you going to drink anything that's less than a 10 out of 10? You know, just say, oh, that can be good. It can be a 9 out of 10 beer. But if you know that you've got 4,999 other beers to try, I'm not going to drink that 2-ounce sample and start ruining my, like, start getting drunk and then ruining the experience. Like, I'm going to dump it out and go try the next thing. Like, if I wanted to get drunk, I'd just go to the fucking brewery and drink.
I never, ever dumped any alcohol until I opened a brewery.
Well, and now it's part of the business.
Now if I make something that's not good, it's done.
Call me. I can help you fix that.
Yeah, I used to have a specific tap I've mentioned before. We called it Tyler Brow. Like, whenever I had a keg I wanted to get rid of or a keg maybe I didn't like, my buddy Tyler was much less discerning, and he knew that one tap on the end was his. So if he came over, he didn't have to ask. He could just get a glass and drink as much out of that last tap.
It didn't matter.
Well, at the time, I was brewing every week.
If he can't step up to the plate, I will gladly volunteer.
Now I only have 3 taps. Back then, I had 7, so...
Oh, damn.
You do know what to do with bad beer, right? Or bad liquor, or bad anything?
Distill it?
No. What you do is you make sure you go to your friend's house and you bring it with you.
Yes, yeah.
And then
bring
you
the whole keg.
Leave it.
Conveniently
you
forget it.
You just accidentally forget it because you got too drunk.
But then I have
to
leave my keg there and my CO2 tank and my regular... I mean, I've got a travel set, so I can't.
Normally with the bad beer, though, you hide it when guests first show up. So most parties I've gone to were the homebrewers. They'll bring out the good stuff first, let everyone start getting drunk. Oh, I got another one for you. Then they'll bring out the shitty beer. Everyone's so drunk, no one notices.
No
one cares.
I just wrote with a dry erase marker on top of my kegerator. Like, I had the nitro tap and... I had the kegerator would hold 10 kegs. So I had 7 taps.
Like 9 taps.
So
did that F-250 just try to race that motorcycle?
Yeah, sorry. We got to distracted.
It's one o'clock. I don't think we can. The nitro tap, I had a backup keg. And then the 6 CO2 taps, I had 2 backup kegs. So that one tap was always known as Tyler Brow. Like, so if anyone who came over, they knew Tyler Brow was beer either A, I wanted to get rid of. It could be good beer. Or B, a beer I wasn't super satisfied with. So if you want good beer guaranteed, you just drink one of the other 6 taps. Like, it's just that easy, you know. But I miss my nitro tap.
Hey, look,
my
a squirrel.
my beer tower won't accommodate my nitro tap, and I don't have enough room in my kegerator for my nitro cylinder and
my
CO2 cylinder.
I got a drill.
Cylinder.
We can do another one.
So I'm not drilling a hole in my $1,500 kegerator.
So see, 7 beers you had on tap.
Yes.
Now you said you have normally 3. Are
3.
You brewing again?
3 out of beer. Yes, specifically to bring some here.
I'm just curious what it is.
What are we brewing this time?
I've got...
I mean, I'm in.
Three recipes that I'll be working on. I've got, for beer, I have a Belgian pale wheat done with... thank you.
Oh, really?
With Cascades for bittering, Mosaic hops for flavor and aroma.
Marshmallow, good call.
And then no, I've
that's
got
a nutty.
The
that's a nutty.
Forbidden black
can
rice.
Turn their mics off?
I wish I could. The forbidden black
I
rice.
I can. Lunch.
God damn it, Johnny.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Oh.
Anyways.
Wait till he turns my mic back. And there we go.
Yeah.
So
we're muted right now. We're totally muted.
So I gotta talk louder.
We can say whatever we want. And they're gonna barely.
They're so stupid.
Son of a bitch.
Damn alcohol.
So the other. God damn it, Johnny. The other recipe
penis.
Is a forbidden black rice lager, which is a black lager. We've talked about the recipe.
Yep. But a rice lager still.
Yes, with a absolutely ridiculous amount of black patent malt.
A little more Japanese style on that one?
Maybe. Did the Japanese do a lot of dark lagers?
Rice.
Oh, God. You know, like 80% of the world basically survives off rice, right? It's not just the
stupid.
Japanese.
Yeah.
Like,
this isn't being recorded.
The Chinese, the Indian.
Oh, they're
like,
going to hear you.
The Americans.
The listeners will hear us through their mics, but it's going to be so muted it's not even.
It's going to sound terrible. Turn your mics back on and let's get back to podcasting.
Hey, we're back!
Yeah!
Back!
Let's just forget for a minute that Daryl and I were trying to talk about beer, you know, the whole fucking purpose of this podcast.
We were trying to really do something in the podcast.
Yeah.
Important.
All right,
but
focus. Let's buckle down and you guys talk about whatever you're talking about.
Back to fuckery.
So the third recipe is going to be a...
Why did we both look at him?
A mixed, it's going to be a mixed berry mead. It'll be mostly cherry, but it'll also have goji berry and blueberry. And
I'm
sorry.
What's goji berry? The fruit?
So I've got freeze-dried fruit. Freeze-dried. I'm sorry. It's a dehydrated fruit, so it's dried fruit. And I'll boil it just to sanitize it.
Mm-hmm.
And then throw the honey in. And bring it down to temp and throw in the yeast and ferment it right on the fruit bed.
So now with sanitizing, just kind of FYI, because you said you were going to boil it.
Yeah, I could
get rid of some of the flavor.
I'm going to use the water that it boils in.
Oh, okay. We've been freezing a lot of it and then adding the frozen fruit into the dry hop.
Really?
Second fermentation stage.
I'm going to ferment right on the fruit just as, one, it's going to supplement as yeast nutrient. Because you know, just
the
honey
minerals,
and water.
Get some more sugars. Yeah,
yeah, just pitching and honey and water. Plus, I want to ferment the fruit as long as I can and get as much of the fruit flavors into the meat.
The only bad thing is when
usually
you boil
gets tartar, though. When you ferment the fruit, though, doesn't it get tartar usually when you ferment the
drier,
fruit? Drier.
I like dry mead. I can always back sweeten with honey if it's too dry. I'll probably end up doing half the batch that I'll back sweeten with extra honey because my wife likes sweet mead. And I like drier meads.
You said you were using cherries. Which ones are you using? The sweet cherries or like the pie cherries?
They're dried Balaton cherries from Traverse City.
That would be good.
Yeah. And I was going to use them to make granola bars. And they said they didn't have added sugar. And then when I get them and read the box, there's sugar added. So I'm just going to ferment those sugars out. I wanted something that was like natural sugars from the fruits themselves. I wanted a little bit more like, I guess, healthy granola bar. And yeah, so I bought 4 pounds of these cherries and I'm like, okay, well, now I'm just going to
The only bad thing I've noticed is whenever you boil your fruit, you lose some of the flavor.
Is it going to go into the water, though? Because I'm going to use that water.
Yeah, but when you boil it, the flavor dissipates.
Because the terpenes boil off. They're very volatile. So maybe I shouldn't. You thinking just straight up freeze them, or do I have to freeze dry them?
Well, you just freeze them.
No, if you freeze them, it kills the bacteria on them.
Yeah.
And then you're sanitized, so you can use it in the fermentation stage.
If not,
but that's where all your flavor is going to come out of. I wouldn't do it in the boil.
No.
You want the sugars out of it.
I could bring the water up to 160 and not boil it.
Well, you don't with the fruit.
I think I'm still going to lose.
You'll still lose
terpene oils and things.
You can just wash them with soy bait.
And
clean them.
I'm not going to risk it. I mean, I know. I hate to say that honey is expensive because, like, it's not. I get it myself, but like it is still expensive. Even like when I use it, because I know that I sell the honey. Like, so for me to like make mead and use, what equates to me like $200 worth of honey, that's only if I turn it to hot honey. I guess it's
that hot honey is so good.
I do love it.
I'm going to need some more soon.
Shit.
Okay.
Can we get a lot of it?
I've got a couple of pine jars in
there. So, out of everything I've had it on, your hot honey, what pepper's in it?
The regular hot honey is freeze-dried habanero.
No, the extreme.
The Hell Honey.
Hell Honey.
Oh, the Triple X is your favorite. Either way, the Triple X and the Hell Honey is made with Apocalypse Scorpion peppers.
Yeah. On chicken, that honey is amazing.
Yeah,
that
it tastes like good. Fresh peppers and honey.
It's so good.
That I make pretty frequently. I've got a lot of the freeze-dried habanero, but I have a lot of the other peppers, too. So
what the fuck are we talking about?
Honey.
All right.
Way to cut that part, remember? Like, we can't talk about it.
I think this is a good time for me to get up and go pee. See you guys.
Well, actually.
So we're close enough to the end. Do we just want to call it? Because I got to hit the head.
Let's all go pee together.
All right.
Peeing with the boys.
Are we going to hold hands? Are we going to hold hands?
That's not all we're going to hold.
That's not what I'm holding.
Bye. I need an adult.
If you didn't learn anything today, at least remember this. Beer is the answer that makes everything better.
Can't remember the question. But who cares when you have a cold one in your hand?
Remember, everybody, drink responsibly, drink high gravity.
Most importantly, drink well.
Okay, not the well. Life's too short for bad beers.
Stay frosty, my friends.